WBATQZ is at control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. This has been every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time on or near a frequency of 39.32 kHz. Our alternate frequencies are 5346.5 and 7232 kHz. These are the designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF.
Coordination work group will meet Tuesday morning, and that's on Zoom. Wednesday afternoon on Zoom, it's on Zoom also, is the COMU work group, that's in Michigan. And then on Friday is the Sheriff's work group meeting, that's at noon, and that's on Zoom as well. So other than that, nothing else going on this week. I will be away from station next week. The family is wanting to go out east for spring break, so we'll be away from station. Hope everyone stays safe and healthy. This is KEATON, back to net.
Hey, that's the KEATON, WBCQ3 with Michigan Air, PSCNet. Well, I know what he's talking about with antennas on the ground. I do have one that I burned a hole through it playing the brush pile a few years back. I haven't fixed it yet. It's a horizontal loop, nice quiet antenna, but it's amazing how much quieter it is now than playing on the ground. And as for AUXCOM functions, let's see the announcement for the spring SET on May 3rd. Unfortunately, I was already committed to two other activities, one of which I'm pretty sensible to, so it looks like I'll be missing another one. But I guess you can't do it all as hard as we try. The only other news around here is the concern due to the Windows 10 end of life. The old one should be a significant upgrade from the old stuff I'm moving off the shelf now. But I'm sure that will come with its own unintended consequences. Going to run out to comments from the list. N8OBU, might be followed by WATVP.
Man, we have nothing good to add to the list. I'm fighting the creeping crud, the cold, and the crap that everybody else has got. Everybody take care. I'll be sitting here listening on. Me and the bird that's sitting on my shoulder, so if you heard him making noises, that's who he is. All right, take care, all. I need OBU.
Okay, Mike. Get well soon. W8BVB, next up, will be followed by K8GBD.
WB8TQZ, this is W8PVB. Not a whole lot going on. Planning to take the search team from IOSCO and Ogemaw County down to Sterling Heights on May 3rd for their search games. From a OSCOM perspective, still waiting for repairs on the antenna to be made in the IOSCO EOC. And so until that time, I'll be basically transmitting and doing whatever work from my home base. So this is W8TVP, back to net control.
W8TVP, W8TQZ with Michigan ERPSC. Well, that's not necessarily a bad situation to be in if you've got a good reliable home station and a good local VHF connection. You can still do quite a bit of useful work there. That's been the plan here for many years, since we don't have anything like an EOC in Prince Gill County. They're working on it, but they don't really have it. And so that's been our fallback plan. We haven't had to put it into play yet, but there it is. We're going to go now to K8JBD. Jim will be followed by KW5AF.
WVATQZ and the net. The name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. I guess the big thing here was on Tuesday the 18th, we activated the Washtenaw County EOC for the Cobalt Magnet exercise. Spent about 8 hours down there. A couple of voice repeaters, DMR, did a lot of wind link work. Carpet bomb Monroe County with weather reports about every hour, making sure it was there, and we even got a chance to do some work on EMMD2. So enjoyed that. It was a great way to go down and kick the tires on the stations down there at the Washtenaw County EOC, and had a good time. There's a couple of us down there. So other than that, not too much going on, just trying to get some things squared away for the local RC group here and see if we can improve some of our operations and get things a little more squared away. So we're doing good down here, I think. So with that, I'll say thanks for running the net, Mike, and back to you. This is Kilo H, Juliet, Bravo, Delta. WBTQZ in Michigan, ArpsyNet. Well, congratulations to you. Sounds like you had a really, really active and successful week. More power to you. I'd say a good example for a lot of the rest of us, including those like myself, that don't do so well achievements sometimes. Next up, we're going to go to KW5AS. Skip will be followed by WDUSA.
This is KW5AS. I'd like to say good afternoon, everyone. My name is Skip. I'm located in Menominee, Michigan, in Menominee County, about 50 miles north of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And yeah, the band's kind of weak today, but once I got every filter I think I have on, I seem to be able to, everyone is weak readable now. Everyone I can hear, it's just there, you're just above the noise. And as far as getting stuff ready for severe weather, the only thing I did to get ready for severe weather this week is I did have my cell pump replaced with the battery backup. The cell pump and battery backup were 7 years old, and I'm going, you know, before that big outage, why don't I make sure both the primary and secondary work? I haven't bailed out a basement with a 5 gallon bucket since I was a kid. Don't want to do it again. Other than that, there's not much report here. It's the UP, and there's just not much going on this time of year. Might get a snow. We're going to get a snow this evening. Nobody knows how much. Anywhere between 1 and 10 inches, depends who you ask. With that, I'll hand it back to net control. WDHTQZ, KW5AL.
Hey, KW5AS, WDHTQZ is Michigan ArpsyNet. Well, quite right about that. That's why they call the forecast not a schedule. It always depends on who you ask and when you ask them. The forecast for here is for somewhere between 1 and 4 inches, maybe. We'll see about that. I think it'll be a little bit heavier north and south of this, but for some reason we just don't get it that often. But apparently whatever you get is going to be wet and heavy, according to NWS out of Gaylord. And I consider myself blessed that I sit in a relatively high area with very, very good drainage, and I don't have a sump. I don't need one. For those that do, yes, battery backup or even a standby generator are a couple of good options. One at least to cover until the other one takes over. But I think you got it handled there, and we just keep testing the portable generator monthly. The automatic standby takes care of itself every week, and knock on wood, so far so good. We're going to go now to WD8USA, Joe will be followed by KCYVF.
WD8TQC, WD8USA, radio shot call copy, over.
Weak readable, over.
Okay, roger, you're readable to weak readable, just checking. Well, good afternoon, everybody. I guess we got a solar storm of some type going on.
Wonderful. There's a net going that's broadcasting one of the repeater output frequencies in this area.
Going on at Kent County, generally we just had the Region 5 net. 60 meters was highly affected by that solar storm. Signals weren't too good there. 40 was fairly good. And of course, DMR and D-Star, we exercised those modes, and it was a good experience. Last week in Kent County, we had Skywarn training, and that was attended by multitudes, so I learned a lot there. Last Saturday, we had Kent County Red Cross. We had the Red Cross stations on the air. It was an eternal event for all Red Cross stations in the country that have radio systems in them. And we participated, and the system worked very nicely, especially the wind link portion. So that station's up and running. And let's see here, I got a relay for you, WBATKL. I'll double with you briefly, so I want to relay him into the net. And then also, 10 meters is just booming, 29.6 strong signal, so you might want to check it out. WBATQC in the net, WDUSA, nothing further, over.
Break,
CNSWR. Roger, the relay for WBATQL.
Between the fading, the noise, and the reduced unit volume, didn't quite get a lot of that, but I have heard folks to progress report on MaxNet, and it sounds like you've been doing pretty well down there. I think all the work you guys put into that Red Cross station really turned out well for you. Going to go now to KC8YVF. Ron will be followed by WDAXC.
Braid, KVSWR.
KC8YVF. Yeah, Jeff, I got you in there on the break, but anyhow, for the net, I know what Jeff's going to say. We have a couple of guys that are breaking in on the UHF-VHF links. Just a reminder that the Central Michigan Emergency Network ties in some of the UHF and VHF linked repeaters into the state ARPS CNET every Sunday that starts at 5 o'clock and usually runs to about 5:30. So what you're hearing is the link in to the state ARPS CNET. So for Saginaw County, really nothing else going on. We do have a Skywarn training coming up next month. I don't recall the date. I think it's around the 23rd or so. That will be our in-person net for that. We also were able to secure some newer computers for our 911 center. Let me break. I am on the link frequencies. So we did pick up some newer computers. We got some small mini computers, HP i5 computers, 7th gen solid-state drives that are going to go in at our 911 center. They're going to replace some really old computers that are been in there for probably 12, 15 years. We also picked up some newer tactical-type computers that will go in our communications trailer that will replace some old IBM notebooks that were, again, probably in that date range as well. So definitely an upgrade on the computer systems for our comms trailer and our 911 room. So we're looking forward to getting those in the next few weeks here. So this is KC8YVF back over to net control.
Hey, Ron, KCYVF, WBG, CNET. Thanks for the explanation there on the repeater. That's kind of what I figured was going on. And I don't know if they can hear us, but we're hearing them reasonably well. Anyway, we're going to go next to WDAXB, Charlie, be followed by KB9IAR.
WDAXB, Charlie, you're up.
This is KEADUN, I think he's going QRT.
Okay, sounds like we're up. KB9IAR, next on the list, is on to be followed by WBCTL. KB9IAR, WBCTZ, Michigan ARPLC. WBTKL, text for comments. Jay will be followed by KB and SWR.
WBATKL, your upper comments, KB. WBATKL, and he's literally next door. Back to you, KJBD.
Thank you, KJBD. Thanks for the way, Jim. Maybe he got called away as well. We'll go now to KB and SWR. Jeff is at the bottom of the list, and after his comments, we'll take a standby.
Good evening, everybody on the net. Yeah, what Ron said, you guys in Mount Clemens, there's nothing wrong with the repeater. We run an HF net every Sunday night, so if you want to join us, join. If you don't want to listen to it, then you can tune the radio off for an hour. Just the way it is, so do it as anybody that doesn't have a chance to get on HF. That's about it. guess working on a 6-meter repeater today in the middle of that. Back to net, KBSW.
Okay, Jeff, short and sweet. And yeah, I think the band is a little bit short today too. At least that's what I'm getting from the signal reports. Anyway, this is WB TQZ, Michigan ARPSC Net. We have reached the bottom of the list. We're looking for any last minute check-ins before we close.
Whiskey 8, Charlie Oscar Papa.
W8COP, WB8TQZ, good readable Chris, any others? W8COP for comments.
Well, good afternoon, Mike. Good to hear you out there, and good afternoon, everyone on the net. This is Chris, W8COP, EC for Ogama County, where, boy, beautiful day today, sunny, about 40 degrees, but we got 2 to 4 inches of snow coming tonight, so the ground is bare, but that's not going to last for long, so hopefully it comes and goes pretty quick. Not too much, Mike, to report here on the Oxcom side of things. Our repeater project appears to be back on. Funding for that was iffy there with the new administration in Washington, but it appears now that the funding is coming through for our new project, so I'm looking forward to that going forward. So with that, I won't hold it. Send to the net. So 7-3 to all. Back to net control from W8COP.
Okay, Chris, WCOP, WBTQZ is Michigan ARPSC, and congratulations on the funding and the forward look on the repeater project. And we got about the same snow conditions here, mostly gone, but supposedly more on the way, such as spring and the four-season playground. Anyone else from Michigan ARPSC net this afternoon, call WBTQZ. Are there any relays? I'm hearing none, so thanks to all that joined us this afternoon. Good to hear everyone. Sounds like it's been a pretty reasonably active anyway, spring, and I'm sure we'll make our way through it to the summer eventually. Hang in there. WBTQZ now closing the session of the Michigan ARPSC net, returning the frequency to other use. WBTQZ out.
WBATQZ, KEADON.
KEADON, WBATQZ.
Yeah, thanks again for taking the net. And by the way, thank you, NAOBU, for doing the relay. Do you want to do you expect to pass the message, the report tonight or tomorrow or whenever?
Well, I can give it to you now if you like.
I'd say we got a good signal this minute. Go ahead.
Okay, this is number 7-1, routine. WB8TQZ. We call 1-9er. Rogers City, Mike, India. March 2-3. KEADON. Mike. Weather Group, Mike, India. Alpha, Romeo, Papa, Sierra, Charlie. March. Figures 2-3. Figures 1-3, figures 0, figures 2-2, Nick's group, Whiskey Bravo 8, Tango Quebec Zulu, Flat Bar November, Amateur Calls November 8, Oscar Bravo Uniform, Whiskey 8, Papa. Kilo 8, Hewitt, Bravo, Delta. Kilo Whiskey 5, Alpha, Sierra. Kilo Echo 8, Delta, Oscar, November. Whiskey, Delta 8, Uniform, Sierra, Alpha. Victor, Foxtrot. Whiskey, Delta 8, Alpha, X-ray, Bravo. Kilo Bravo Niner India Alpha Romeo. Whiskey Bravo 8 Tango Kilo Lima. Kilo Bravo 8
Roger. Can you give me the message number again, please?
Message number 71.
Roger, QSL number 71. Thank you, sir. Have a good evening. 73, this is KEAT1.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.